Over a century ago, boxing was outlawed in most states and territories. Those who wanted to promote prize fighting, as it was known, had to be clever in holding those matches. In 1896, it resulted in the most unique venue for the heavyweight title of the world. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Judge Roy Bean served not only as the law west of the Pecos River in the tiny Texas town of Langtry, Texas, he was also an entrepreneur. One of the most famous examples of his money-making ventures involves a historic boxing match.
Back in 1896, it was actually illegal in the United States and Mexico to do any prize fighting. To be able to get around that, Judge Roy Bean found a way to hold the prize fight in the middle of the Rio Grande River on a sandbar.
Becky Foster shares the story, just a stone's throw from where that match took place, in the middle of the Rio Grande River.
The Marr Fitzgerald fight was held on February 21st, 1896. It lasted less than 2 minutes.
With Fitzsimmons winning by a knockout, it was the unofficial world heavyweight title match.
You would take a little bridge that the judge built out across the river to get out to it. So you had to pay a fee to cross the bridge to get inside to actually see the fight. So did not want anybody to get to see it without having paid first.
He also sold beer for $1 a bottle, a sky-high price for the day. You can still see photos of the ring and match. An early Edison kinetoscope was to record the event, but it's reported the match was over so quickly, the operators did not even have it set up and running by the time the knockout occurred.
It was profitable. There was enough people there that he made money off of your admission, your beer sales. He probably would have been a good event owner in this day and age.
Fitzsimmons was inducted into the first class of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. You can still come to this tiny town to see the spot of the famous match held just out of reach of the law. Traveling the countryside in Langtry, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.